From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is noticeable at our place that the seasons are shifting into the cooler part of the year. The days are shorter and the mornings cooler, and I would be a poor advertisement for hay fever remedies. The good thing is that the steel-clad garage becomes somewhat more habitable in the lower temperatures, and that means that some of the projects that have remained boxed up stand a chance of getting some effort applied to their finish. Somehow I see the amateur radio world as divided into those with assets to be able to get on with projects and those who have to juggle time, funds and things like family commitments and health issues to achieve the finish they want for their station. This is just the normal scope of the lives that we all live, different and therefore interesting. At times I see or hear comments which belittle other operators, their equipment or their operating. When they are directed to the person involved, it is a source of embarrassment to the recipient and an embarrassment to the whole amateur community. Instead of being considerate and felicitous to others, there are the few who maintain a curt, acerbic and insulting demeanour. Sometimes we can be lucky and be around when the chickens come home to roost or karma comes to visit, and the giver of bad feelings gets their comeuppance. When we think of this situation, it is like witnessing the gratuitous insult being publicly traded between nations currently. There are those who perceive an injustice or an error, and they rush to a keyboard to publicly berate what they see as the source of their own dudgeon. A little consideration would suggest a better chance of resolving matters would be to courteously address a query and to do it privately. Maybe the feeling is that they deserve this fleeting flash of self-administered glory rather than the solution to an issue. This is the type of matter that will confront the new WIA board members, as there could almost be a pattern of complaint in the public domain about real or imagined issues concerning the Institute. Most of the matters are best addressed by contacting the National Office, where Bruce can respond and refer matters to the appropriate person. From what I've heard, indirectly, it is nothing for a couple of hundred emails per day to arrive in the President's inbox. It is beyond the capacity of one person in their spare time to deal with this volume. Some of the complaints that get aired regularly on social media platforms suggest that people disregard the fact that our board is composed of volunteers who devote their spare time to fulfilling the role of director. Amateurs don't resign from work, family and social life just to be 100-hour-a-week unpaid complaint solvers when they join the board. Consideration and courtesy and some old-fashioned common sense would resolve many cases of steam coming from the ears. If we stop and think and then follow a sensible procedure, I'm sure there will be less red-faced huff and puff and more responsiveness in return. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.